What does Mike Church and the Princess Bride Cecilia know that war, 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 kill, kill, kill Americans don't?
Ha ha, you fool! You fell victim to one of the classic blunders. The most famous is never get involved in a land war in Asia.
The Mike Church Show, a daily beacon of chivalry and peace for brides and princesses. Heard exclusively crusading here on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
And whilst I see the dangers that threaten ours from her intrigues and her arms, I am not so much alarmed as at the apprehension of her destroying the great pillars of all government and of social life. I mean virtue, morality, and religion. This is the armor, my friend. And this alone renders us invincible. These are the tactics we should study. If we lose these, we are conquered, fallen indeed. In vain may France show and vaunt her diplomatic skill and brave troops. So long as our manners and principles remain sound, there is no danger.
Here's something that's trending on the Twitter feed. By the way, you can find us on Twitter at The King Dude and at Veritas Radio Net. On the Facebook Mike Church Show fan page, my website at MikeChurch.com. Hashtag give Captain America a boyfriend. 63,700 tweets thus far with radical homosexual sodomites out there agitating that Captain America... Well, you know what? They have a point. Why shouldn't Captain America have a boyfriend? It is old, hackneyed, and bigoted for him to have a girlfriend. He doesn't have one after all. He's probably a tranny. Folks, who would the boyfriend be? Would he have to be effeminate? Or could you see the macho man boyfriend for Captain America being Thor, maybe? Now, you see, Thor has the appearance it's implicit that he is a sort of deity. Because after all, Thor's father is the alleged god, Norse god, Odin. From which, by the way, we get what day is named for Odin? What day do we get Odin is named for Odin? Odin's Day. Wednesday. We call it Wednesday. Odin's Day. 844-527-8723. If you think Captain America ought to have a boyfriend, give me a call. Who might that boyfriend be? Of course, I'm being partially facetious about that. Folks, our friends at McClureTables.com have fantastic, beautiful, handmade shuffleboard tables just in time for summer fun at the lakefront, in the rec room, or wherever it is you want to put your handmade McClure table. Now, if you're not familiar with shuffleboard, it's a great game. The entire family can play it. And McClure will make you a table that is custom made. Now, you choose one of the models that they have, but they can add some customization to it. And this is a one-of-a-kind item that is made 100% in the United States from 100% Michigan maple and Michigan other Michigan hardwoods. There are beautiful models, floor models, that you could choose from if you're interested in a brand-new shuffleboard table from McClure Tables at McClure, that's M-C-C-L-U-R-E, tables.com. Call today and take advantage of special offers for Crusade Channel listeners. Call 1-800 1-800-565-0977. It's 1-800-565-0977. I'm going to talk to Todd later on today because I believe that there is a great sale also going on cutting boards that some of those are left over from Mother's Day. So I'll clue you in on all that. But a table, a shuffleboard table from McClure Table will last you and your family for decades and years and years and years to come. You'll get a lot of use, a lot of enjoyment out of it. And it's going to stand the test of time because it's handmade by artisan craftsmen at McClureTables.com. So call them today, 1-800-565-0977, or check out the selections of shuffleboard tables today at McClureTables.com. That's McClureTables.com, and you tell them that Mike Church sent you. So much more to talk about, but here, as I'm blousing around and fielding inquiries, why does it seem every time I step foot out of this building, when I come back, there is just a rash, an overflowing avalanche of electronic and business-based catastrophes for me to deal with? I have been bombarded all morning long. Hey, your site's not working. It's all your fault. Every time you go out of town, your stupid download stop. Don't blame the Republican Party for the rise of Trump, is the headline by Megan McArdle. Until a few early polls started coming out showing Donald Trump pulling ahead of Hillary Clinton, liberals could be forgiven a certain amount of schadenfreude. After 20 years of relentless partisanship and personal attacks, the monster that Republican leaders created had broken free of its chains and was hell-bent on destroying its former master. Or maybe those liberals shouldn't be forgiven so easily. Now, she writes a little bit more about this, but what is it actually that is to blame for the rise of Trumpzilla? I only found one part of this pertinent to today's discussion here. And that is that there are five entities that Megan McArdle says is responsible for the rise of Trump. Perhaps because I spent the last 15 years trying to convince other people of my opinions, I have an alternate theory. My theory is you don't put ideas in people's heads. They just grow there. Consider the five major planks of the everything is the fault of the Republican Party argument. Argument one, talk radio and Fox News made conservatives crazy. And then she writes, parenthetically, now I don't particularly care for most talk radio. There are plenty of exceptions which can be roughly inferred from finding out which conservative talk radio shows I have appeared on. By the way, she's never been on this show, but I don't believe we've ever invited her either. The name calling and buzzwords are juvenile. And the level of policy debate is not high enough to hold my interest, regardless of whether I agree with some of the chatter. And blissfully freed from the necessity of actually governing or getting elected, talk radio folks are prone to urge counterproductive tactical extremism that is great for their ratings and terrible for the political causes they are allegedly trying to advance. Now, folks, I'm going to stop right here, and I'm just going to say I am not trying to advance any political cause here on the Crusade Channel or the Mike Church Show, which is live at VeritasRadioNetwork.com, live on our apps for the Android and for the iPhone and the Windows phone, live on YouTube right now. I'm not trying to advance any political agenda. I am trying to advance an agenda, but it doesn't have anything to do with politics. Now, it can have something to do and it can have a political element in it, but it is precisely because we have already attempted all the political resolves. They're not going to work. They don't fix the problem because they don't address it properly. And they don't even acknowledge what the problem is. So you might say that my ecclesiastical solution is one that is filled with tactical extremism. But then again, What is the alternative? The alternative is, well, we're just going to have to get along with these people. We're just going to have to, Mr. Church, please, we're going to have to resolve our, conform our minds to the reality that the bad guys have won. Our kids are probably going to turn out to be sodomites and homosexuals. They're going to leave the church, not going to go anyways. They're going to have five divorces, but they're going to live in McMansions, and they'll get to go to Olive Garden and Regal Cinemas, so all will be right with the world. It's really not so bad. Oh, yeah, all will be right with the world in this little time frame of 20, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, however many years. You know how long eternity is? I'm pretty sure that's a long time. What we do here today matters for eternity. And if you leave your, if your gaze is not resolutely fixed upon eternity, that's how you get perverts standing in bathroom stalls, male, 42-year-old male perverts standing in bathroom stalls next to 12-year-old girls. It is unnatural. It's not dignified. Where's the human dignity in all this? Just the very idea that some hairy, acne-laden creep of a male thinks it appropriate because he's got some confusion in his mind that he should go expose himself to a 12-year-old. What kind of sick, twisted thought process is that? Again, if there's gender dysphoria there, then there's a very good chance that there's other kinds of dysphoria there. These people, we're being told we must follow them as our leaders. Why? They're demonstrating that their brains are cooked, at least whether they're partially or wholly cooked. They're not functioning properly. Why would I follow someone that I know to be mentally deficient? It makes no sense whatsoever, and yet that's exactly and precisely what they're telling us we must do. So, is my solution extreme? Well, only in as much as Chesterton once said about Christian orthodoxy, it doesn't have the leisure of having actually been tried. No, he said about just war theory. It doesn't have the leisure of actually having been implemented or been tried. You'd actually have to try it to say that it's extreme. Is it extreme to really hold oneself to a moral code? You know, other than Sean Connery in Christian Slater movies, how much murder and mayhem happens inside monasteries, for heaven's sake? How much murder and mayhem happens inside cloistered religious communities? And if it does, it's as a result of men and women that are fallen. And we are all fallen because we all have original sin. McArdle, that said, media follows its audience rather than leading it. Opinion columnists who spend any time at all interacting with their readers are well aware of how pitifully rarely we manage to change anyone's mind about anything. I'm not saying that it never happens because it does, but mostly folks read us because they agree with us, and they enjoy having us agree with them. The best evidence that conservative media has any impact on the opinions of its audience shows that the introduction of Fox News to cable systems very slightly moved those election districts to the right. This cannot explain the last 10 years of electoral results or the current cycle. It's the Crusade Channel here on the Veritas Radio Network.